Greetings, friends. This is a meditation I led for the Power of Community program hosted by the Houston Jung Center's Mind, Body, Spirit Institute. It was recorded live, so you might hear background noises. If you'd like to join the Power of Community for free weekly meditation sessions in English and Spanish, please see the link below. And if you'd like my free courses on Buddhist basics or my introduction to the Four Noble Truths, you can find links to those in the show notes too. May you and all beings be well. The basic idea behind this meditation comes from this song by one of my favorite groups, Little Scream. And the song opens with a line that says, "Back when I was an ocean, afraid that I would sink." So to me, a large part of like the spiritual journey or what it means to connect with spirit is about that kind of opening, like that recognition. If you've heard, you know, maybe Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings, or this is a very famous analogy in Buddhism, you know, they talk about we're the waves, but the waves are also part of the ocean. And sometimes it, you know, if your focus is on the immediate, the space around you, the problem in front of you, the to-do list for today, it's easy to get identified just with that wave. And that sense of coming home to being an ocean, it's impossible to sink. So I want to just experiment with that sense today of calling on our deepest nature. In Buddhism, we call this Buddha nature. You could call it the light of clear consciousness, Christ consciousness, you know, your innate wisdom, whatever feels good to you. I'm just going to talk about our wise and spacious nature. And it's a way of resting in that. So I just want to offer you that image of an ocean resting into its own bed. Resting into its own shores as we start this meditation. So if you'd like, this is a practice where if you have something firm to lie on, like if you have a sort of a zabuton, a meditation mat or a yoga mat, and you want to lie down on that, and it's a little less, you know, difficult to stay awake if you're on that firm surface, this would be a great time to do that. You can also just remain sitting, whatever's comfortable for you. And as usual, if you'd like to turn your screen off, if that's helpful, or turn your camera off, please feel free. So we'll start this meditation feeling into the body. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Probably most of us have already done a lot today. It's 5 in the afternoon in Texas. I don't know what time it is for you. Whatever's been going on, this is an opportunity to bring the mind back, to invite the mind into the body and just feel into the sensations. Maybe you're feeling your breath. Maybe you're feeling the sit bones resting on your seat. Maybe you're just feeling the expansion and contraction of the whole body as you breathe. We'll just take a minute together here, settling in, feeling the sensations, dropping the storylines that are sure to come up into the mind. Coming back into the moment, coming back into the body is a process. So hopefully you're beginning to feel a little bit more centered and grounded in your own body. So now I'm going to sound the singing bowl. And really begin the main part of our meditation together. Hopefully it comes through okay on the on Zoom. So if you're able to hear it, that's great. If not, you can just Use whatever sound is in the room around you and allow that sound to pull you into the present moment, to use that sound as your object of meditation. As we all settle in to meditate together, this is a precious and rare opportunity for practice, to be supported by everyone who's online, just buzzing with the same energy. So to open this practice properly, I would invite you to just feel within yourself and invite your deepest, wisest nature, your Buddha nature, Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it. Invite that most subtle, most wise part of yourself. Invite it to show up for you now. Invite it to join you as you do this practice, so that you're doing this practice not just as your ordinary small sense of self, but really as the wisest, the kindest, the most awake version of yourself. You are a wave, but you're also an ocean. It's impossible to sink. Instead, we can relax in. So let's just take a couple of minutes together. If you'd like, you can imagine being on a beach, since we're using this ocean metaphor. You could imagine being on a beach, and as you breathe in, the wave rolls up across the beach, and as you breathe out, the wave rolls back out into the ocean. You can also just rest, allowing your innate wisdom mind to pay attention to the breath, which may be a very different experience from your ordinary mind paying attention to the breath. So we'll take a couple of minutes of silence to sort of relax deeper into this space and connect with this deep, wise aspect of ourselves. Now we can shift the attention more to the out breath. And just feel, invite, imagine that with every out breath, we're releasing some of the tightness, some of the sense of self that keeps us feeling stuck as a wave, and not so much relaxing into our true oceanness. So with every out-breath, just invite this to happen and then see what happens. Maybe part of you doesn't want to let go of this sense of being separate. Maybe part of you feels anxious or you just get very distracted. All of that is interesting. Or maybe with the out-breath, with this sense of releasing, maybe you feel yourself beginning to feel the vastness, the spaciousness. What is it like to be the ocean? Not to watch the ocean or to surf a wave. What is it like to be the ocean? So again, if it makes sense for you, if it's comfortable, you can feel your perspective shifting from sitting on the beach to being the ocean itself. Vast, deep, with mysterious depths. And just use that out-breath to release anything that's going to keep you feeling separate, keep you feeling maybe tight, holding yourself up. This is your opportunity to relax into your own shores. Every out breath, maybe your body feels a little more loose and relaxed. Every out breath, maybe your mind can also feel more settled. Thoughts, of course, will still drift through, but maybe you don't have that sense of being pulled around by the thoughts. Maybe you can be the ocean and the thoughts just move through like fish or bubbles. The ocean is completely unmoved, just resting in its ocean bed. As you release that sense of holding, any sense of tightness, and you're able to just relax, settle, ground deep down into the body, maybe you find that your attention as the ocean kind of settles down from the surface deeper into the depths. So if you'd like, you can sink your attention down into the body as well, to the place that in Chinese is called the Dantian, which is a few finger widths below the navel and a few finger widths inside the body. Resting the attention in this place is a little bit like resting the attention on the bottom of the ocean. It's a deep, stable place. If the attention is like a rock, then when it rests on the bottom of the ocean, it doesn't move. It finds true rest. So we'll just have this sense, again, supported by our own deepest, wisest nature. So this is not just our ordinary mind that maybe just got off of work or it has a whole to-do list left to go in the day. This is our deep, wise nature resting our attention in the center of the abdomen. Every time thoughts arise, they just pass right through this spacious mind. We really are like the ocean, stable. A whale can swim right in front of us. The ocean is not at all disturbed. Plenty of space. Now we can turn the attention to the luminosity of the mind itself. So this mind resting in the center of the abdomen, we can imagine that it's radiant, luminous. In ancient India, they believed that jewels gave off their own light. So you can imagine a jewel the size of your hand, maybe. Just giving off this radiance, resting on the bottom of the ocean. Maybe you feel that luminosity in the center of your abdomen or wherever your attention is. And remember, this is a meditation supported by the deepest, wisest part of your own mind. So you can even feel, imagine that somehow this luminosity is your own awakened nature expressing itself, making itself a little more tangible to you. So again, we'll just rest for a couple of minutes, feeling into that, using that image of a self-luminous jewel representing our awareness as the object of meditation. You are the spacious ocean lit by the radiance of this jewel of mind, of awareness itself. How does it feel to rest in that? And finally, as we come toward the end of this meditation, you can drop any imagination, any sense of trying to make something happen. We'll just spend a moment now present to our own experience, making no effort at all. Finally, we can begin to close the meditation. So if you'd like to make an aspiration to maybe take forward something you've learned in this meditation, you could make an aspiration to remember the spaciousness, or if you had a moment of compassion, to bring that compassion to daily life. It's just whatever feels right to you, arising from your practice. You can take a moment now and make that aspiration to bring those benefits out from this practice to the rest of your life. Finally, we can come up out of this meditation. Your eyes were closed, you can blink them open. Rejoin the group. You're ready to go back and into the rest of your day. So thank you for meditating with me today. I hope you enjoy being an ocean instead of just waves.